We're in the WRTI Performance Studio with tenor Nick Fon and pianist Myra Huang, who are giving us a preview of a new series presented by the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society. It's called Emerging Voices. It's six concerts and panel discussions at Kimmel and Stotesbury Mansion coming up next week. So Nick, what are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear Debussy's Green from his song cycle, Ariette Oubliée.
You're listening to WRTI live from the Performance Studio. We are also streaming live on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, WRTI Music.
Voici des fruits, des fleurs, des feuilles et des branches. Et puis voici mon cœur qui ne bat que pour vous. Ne le déchirez pas avec vos deux mains blanches et qu'à vos yeux si beaux l'humble prison soit doux. J'arrive tout couvert encore de rosée, que le vent du matin vient glacer à mon front. Souffrez que ma fatigue à vos pieds reposée. Rêve du cher instant qui la délasseront. Sur votre jeunesse, laissez rouler ma tête, toute sonore encore de vos derniers. Laissez-la s'apaiser de la bonne tempête et que je dorme un peu puisque vous reposez.
Wonderful. That was Nicholas Pond singing a song by Debussy, Aquarelle, accompanied by pianist Myra Huang. Now this song by Debussy, Nick, is part of the series called Emerging Voices, and your curator and performer in it. Tell us the story of how this all came to be.
Well, we're basically looking over the next 2 weeks at this idea of song as an expression of identity, but we're looking at it through the lens of Paris, around World War I, because there were these amazing currents of nationalism and discussions about various kinds of identity happening in Paris at that time, and it kind of came to a flashpoint during those years. And it's been an amazing process putting this whole project together. I kind of discovered a lot about myself in the process of putting it together, which has been kind of unusual and exciting.
And I understand the idea occurred to you from an experience that you had when you were in a contest at the BBC?
Yeah. In 2003, I was lucky enough to get to be Miss America, so to speak, at the BBC Singer of the World competition in Cardiff. And so I kind of arrived to compete, and one of the directives given to us by the BBC for the song competition was to choose songs from your country. And that was a really overwhelming prospect to me at the time, because you know, I'd kind of grown up knowing that I was, you know, I had a Greek mother and a Chinese father, and I never really thought of myself as an American in a way, and it was the first time I really grappled with that concept.
And you grew up in the Midwest, though.
Yes, I grew up in Michigan, and I mean, you know, on paper, I'm as American as apple pie, but I just had not thought of myself as that way up until that moment.
So this series is a program called Emerging Voices, but it's divided into types of voices. Debussy was the first part of New Voices?
Yeah. So in this first concert, the opening concert, we're going to explore Paris itself and what the French people were doing. And Debussy was one of these key composers having this conversation about what does French music sound like? In sort of the advent of Wagnerism and pan-German music sort of took over and was this sort of dominating force in Europe. And I think French people at the time were really curious to know what their response was to that and how would they define themselves in distinction from that. And so they were playing with a lot of sound worlds and playing with poetry and affect and how they want to express things. And so he was part of that.
So they were creating music that sounded distinctly French.
Exactly.
So next we're going to hear something that will illustrate lost voices.
Yeah. So in the second chapter, or the second concert at the Kimmel Center that we'll be doing, we're looking at voices that were lost during the war. And leading up to the war, there was a ton happening and a lot of change happening. And one of the main things that was happening in Paris at the time was the rise of women's voices. For the first time, women were starting to be able to compete in this very important competition called the Rome Prize at the Conservatory. And it was a state-sponsored competition, and the decision to allow women to compete at all in 1903 was a huge controversy and scandal. And but 10 years later, the very first woman won the competition and took the main prize, and her name was Lili Boulanger. And this song is from her song cycle, Clairière dans le ciel, which is a song cycle that talks about a young man who falls in love with a woman, and he's reminiscing on their relationship, which is clearly past, it's over. And in this song, he's sort of saying, the lilacs are gonna bloom again, and the flowers will bloom, and I'm gonna have to die in a place like this because this is where I fell in love with you, and I want you to remember me. And the reason this is in that program is because Lili Boulanger died at a very young age, the age of 24, during the war years. So she's one of those voices that was lost.
Wow. You're listening to WRTI live from the Performance Studio. Nick Pond singing music by Lili Boulanger.
Les lilas qui avaient fleuri l'année dernière vont fleurir de nouveau dans les tristes parterres. Déjà, le pêche grêle a jonché le ciel bleu de ses roses comme un enfant, la fête dit. Mon cœur devrait mourir au milieu de ces choses, car c'était au milieu des vergers blancs et roses que j'avais espéré je ne sais quoi de vous. Mon âme rêve sourdement sur vos genoux. Ne la repoussez point, ne la relevez pas de peur qu'en s'éloignant de vous. Elle ne voit combien vous êtes faible et troublé dans ses bras.
poignant.
Yeah.
You're listening to tenor Nick Pan, accompanied by pianist Myra Huang. They are previewing for us music from the new upcoming series at PCMS, Emerging Voices. Now, Nick and Myra, you are frequent collaborators. You have four albums, is that right?
Yes.
That
is right.
And congratulations, your Gods and Monsters album made in 2017 got a Grammy nomination. That's excellent.
Thank you.
So how did this collaboration come to be?
We met in 2001 because Myra was playing my entrance audition to the Manhattan School of Music.
That's right. And I believe you were very ill that day.
I was very sick.
As well.
But they took me, so.
They took you. And after that, I left to start the Houston Grand Opera Young Artist Studio. And then Nick joined the year after that as well. So we had time together in Houston. And I think we did a recital together in Houston, didn't we, during the studio?
We did. Actually, the one recital that we gave together was to prepare me for going to
Cardiff. Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's right. But we kind of started doing recitals a little bit after that, I think. I left for Spain 2006-08, and then I feel like after that we really started to regularly work together.
Yeah.
Well, and that's an accomplishment since Nick lives in San Francisco and Myra lives in New York.
Well, at the time, Nick was in New York.
Okay.
He lived on Roosevelt Island, and we rehearsed a lot, but he moved out to San Francisco now.
5 years ago.
Wow, 5 years
yeah.
ago.
Well, now these pieces that you're doing now for the series, have you done them before?
We've done a lot of them before. Mm-hmm. And actually, the Lili Boulanger cycle we recorded, and that will be our fifth album that comes out next Friday.
Excellent. What's it called?
It's called Clairière, and Clairière dans le ciel is the main thing on it. And we fleshed out the album with some other songs by Lili Boulanger and her sister, Nadia Boulanger.
Oh, well, we'll be on the lookout for that. Now, the next piece you will perform for us illustrates the next part of your series, right?
Yeah. So in the third chapter of what we're exploring, we will look at what happened after the war to Europe. And again, this sort of, it's a little bit of a cheat, but it did happen in and around Paris because the Treaty of Versailles changed the world map. And so you suddenly have a lot of new nations that are sovereign. Sometimes for the first time, in other cases, they're sovereign again, now that the German and Austro-Hungarian empires have collapsed. And so one of the things that we'll be exploring is music of the Czech Republic, or what was then Czechoslovakia. And this next piece is from Janáček's song cycle, The Diary of One Who Disappeared. And this piece is amazing. It tells the story of a young, very, a good religious farm boy who falls in love with the gypsy, which is a forbidden thing. And these next songs are the first three from the cycle, where he says, oh, I noticed this woman, this gypsy woman, staring, sort of hanging out. I wonder what she wants, and I wonder why she looks at me all day long. And he clearly feels tempted, because in the second song he says, I've got to go to church and pray. And he obviously is sort of meditating on, I'm tempted by this woman, but I also can't do this. It would be bad. What would my mother think?
You're listening to WRTI live from the Performance Studio. We are also streaming live on Facebook. Our Facebook page is WRTI Music.
Несла се я колан Через перса черне лелікі очі без назлан Погляд на помне з бока Так встесла са прежесме А так ми в лаві остала Жест целючки день. Вечер над сігом, як палем запознята. Проч, сада ти держи, проч, сада ти держи, проч не дай до світа, проч не дай до світа. Помодит кнет кайдо костела. Троянське мушки танчя прохази, гдосі сад под вечер под лені прохази. Не чекай, не віду, не дбам я се звакат, мо се лабі потей, мамам нєнка Сичек саводи ушниц видатнели, стои, кто си стои в нашем заумени. Твоя светелька заржи до ноци. Пане Боже, не дай, стой ми, стой ми, помоци.
That was Nicholas Pan and Myra Huang singing the first three songs of The Diary of One Who Disappeared by Janáček. This is all part of PCMS's series Emerging Voices, of which Nick is curator and performer. And we were talking earlier, Nick, about how the series really is so interesting because it shows how music is not only a product of our culture and our history, but it also contributes to it.
Yeah. Music and song is this unique art form because it's kind of like a time machine. Other art forms, you know, a painting happens and then it's up on the wall. And in order to experience that art, we have to just go look at it. But music, it really, a composer creates this thing and this piece of work. And in order to really fully experience it, you need a living person or living people to realize its full potential and to really truly experience the artwork. And so in a way, it's this magical time machine that connects past and present. And as a result, you can't help but engage with what was going on in the world then and see what it was born out of or what it was having a dialogue with, as well as kind of bring those things to now. Because I think the reason we get drawn to these things is because these things are timeless.
And I was noting earlier about how you seem so interested in history, and you said, well, if you are interested in music, history follows.
Yeah. We're dealing with a lot of people who are no longer with us, and you want to know the worlds in which they lived in order to really understand why they were doing the things they were doing.
That's great. Well, that was, now Janáček was an example of your Found Voices program. Coming up, you talk about Our Voices.
Yeah, so out of this time in Paris, there's a really interesting shift that happens in that with American music, in that American musicians before World War I used to go to Germany and Vienna to study. And after World War I, they come to Paris instead. And there's a real shift towards coming to, European study is still deemed necessary for American artists, but rather than going elsewhere, they go to Paris and France. And one of the key players who ends up coming out of this is Lili Boulanger's sister, Nadia, who becomes the preeminent teacher for all of these people to come study with. And so Aaron Copland comes studies with her, Ned Roram comes to study with her, Leonard Bernstein actually had a couple interactions with her as a student, Philip Glass as a student, Quincy Jones was a student.
And they're all looking for a way to create an American sound.
Yeah. Part of her teaching style was she wanted to empower people to best express themselves. And inherent in that conversation is, you know, where do you come from and what are your roots? What are the roots of your music? And for American composers, this was a real quandary. And it was something that really needed to be discussed and debated and explored. And we've been seeing that play out in the last 100 years or so. And the answer is, like our nation and like us, incredibly diverse and complicated and interesting.
So the next two songs you'll perform together for us.
Yes. So we'll do one of the songs that Nadia Boulanger herself wrote. It's called Cantique, and it's just the text is a beautiful prayer for all people, prayer for love and forgiveness and for people to find peace. And then after that, we'll pair it with one of her students, the composer Mark Blitzstein.
Great. You're listening to WRTI live from the Performance Studio.
Du Dame Kiplare, Atu Pishi Kipasa, Jouvro Sadis Etoile, Memna Plane de Pesci qui vive con l'amour a parli, il n'est ame qui meure con l'amour. In this great city, where will I find one peaceful, pretty spot when noise is not? A bit of quiet, untouched by all the hectic riot, would help things a lot. Our tempo's automatic science reveals. Our pace is acrobatic, life moves on wheels. Here's my admission, I haven't very much ambition for the mad existence of our time. Let's just be old-fashioned. Let's just be lazy. The world's gone crazy. So stay in my arms, my most dear. Come close, dear. Don't be afraid to. My hands were made to shield you from alarms. What's all the shooting for? Where are they rushing? Whom are they rooting for? Whom are they crushing? Forget them, or let them grow dim and hazy. The world's gone crazy. So stay in my arms. Let's lie here, nearby here, mid field and day. The world's gone crazy. So stay in my arms. While millions go wildly prancing, I'll be romancing a song of your charm. They dance a dance that kills, mad and defenseless. Such jumping jacks and jills, it's all so senseless. I love you, you love me, that much is plain, dear. The world's insane.
There's something about beautiful love poetry expressed with music that just makes many of us melt.
Me too.
That was beautiful. That was Nick Pond singing Blitzstein's Stay in My Arms. Before that was Boulanger's Cantique. And this is all part of Emerging Voices, a series of six concerts and panel discussions at the Kimmel Center and at Stotesbury Mansion, taking place January 13th to the 24th. Featuring 13 artists and ensembles and four world premieres, and Nick is the curator of this whole thing. Very exciting. And before you're going to send us out with one more piece of music, but before we go there, you told the story about being at this competition and having them ask you to pick a song that reflected your identity, and it was tough. What song did you pick?
Well, I wanted to pick these amazing folk songs by, you know, Aaron Copland and Stephen Foster, but I shied away from that at the time because I was afraid. I wasn't American enough or something to sing those things, which turned out to be a really bad decision because I lost the competition.
Oh.
So in the end, I shied away from those things. But what I wanted to pick was Aaron Copland's At the River. And so now that I have a bit more courage in me, that's what we're going to sing for you.
That's great. Nick Pond singing At the River by Copland, from the WRTI Performance Studio.
Shall light angels' feet have trod. With its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather by the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints by the river that flows by the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the shining river. Soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. The beautiful river. Gather with the saints by the river that flows by the throne of God. That flows by the throne. Of God.
Beautiful. That was Nick Pan and Myra Huang performing Copeland's At the River. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in. They are getting ready for the PCMS series Emerging Voices, which starts on Monday. Is that Monday?
Monday.
Right. And it's at Stotesbury Mansion and the Kimmel Center. Involves lots of concerts and panel discussions. Check it out. Thank you so much for making time in your schedule to come and sing at the WRTI Performance Studio and play. And now we go back to regular programming.